Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. Taking out student loans is the norm for most people who go to college these days, but the debt from these loans can last a lifetime. Washington State is hoping to alleviate some of that pressure with a new program for low-interest loans. Crosscut reporter Maliha Sayed will tell us more in a minute. But first, let's get you caught up. King County is investigating a presumptive case of monkeypox. It's still being confirmed by the CDC. Public health officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says the person traveled to a country with confirmed cases. They're isolating, and there were no high-risk exposures. Right now, it doesn't appear to be a significant outbreak, but Duchin expects more cases. He's urging people to be alert for symptoms, including a rash on the body. Monkeypox is transmitted through close physical contact, droplets, and contaminated objects like bedding. Most people recover in 2 to 4 weeks. Starbucks will leave Russia after closing stores in March. The Seattle-based coffee chain has had a presence in Russia for almost 15 years. In a statement Monday, Starbucks said it would continue to pay employees for 6 months and assist them in transitioning to jobs outside the company. Starbucks joins McDonald's and ExxonMobil, which are also withdrawing since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And Seattle Pacific University will retain its controversial hiring policy that excludes any person who identifies as LGBTQ. Under the policy, faculty and staff must conduct themselves in accordance with biblical standards. The Board of Trustees made the final decision over the weekend despite disagreement and protest. In announcing the decision, trustees wrote that the policy reflects commitment to the well-being of SPU's identity as an institution of faith and learning. Democrats in Congress are pushing President Biden on his promise to cancel student debt. And it's hard to overstate how big an issue this is. Here in Washington, 800,000 people owe, on average, $33,000 each in student debt. The state legislature is stepping in with a plan to make borrowing more affordable. Maliha Sayed is here to tell us more about it. She's the community's reporter at Crosscut. Hey, Maliha. Good to have you.
So glad to be here.
So student loan debt is really expensive. Right now, what are people's options for getting student loans?
Yeah, so if you are an undergraduate, you can take out subsidized loans, unsubsidized loans. If you're a graduate student, you also have some options, including grad plus loans. And those can be quite pricey in terms of paying them back. So with undergraduate loans, we're going to see those go up in interest rates in the next academic year. So they're going to be about 4.99% if you're an undergraduate student. And then if you're a graduate student, if you are taking out unsubsidized loans, you're going to get about 6.54% interest, which is pretty striking. And it's definitely, like you said, not easy to overstate it. It's a pretty big issue affecting a lot of people.
Okay, so this new program is supposed to help give students more options. Tell me a little bit about what it would do.
Yeah, so with this particular program, and this is a bill that was sponsored by Democratic Representative Pat Sullivan, and he has advocated for a low-interest state program. And the idea in his mind was, okay, we can do 1%, get student loans, like really make them accessible so that if people do need to take them out, at least they can pay them back. That final percentage rate has not been set in stone, but the idea is just we can have some low interest. When it comes to the people who can benefit from it, I think undergraduates across the board will have an easier time accessing these loans, whereas graduate students, they're still kind of deciding and narrowing down exactly who is going to be eligible for that.
Okay, what I'm hearing is these loans have much lower interest rates than other options. And this is super important. Even a tiny difference in interest rates translates to thousands or tens of thousands of dollars over time. I'm curious, in your reporting, how you found this shows up for people. What kind of trade-offs are they making to pay back these student loans?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing enrollment go down. This is not to say that that's accredited directly to student loans, but enrollment has gone down significantly in Washington, and I think that people, when they do think about taking out student loans, they're having to really grapple with, okay, like I need a degree because I want to get into X field, so I am going to have to reckon with the fact that like maybe I won't be able to buy a house, maybe I won't be able to afford certain luxuries because I need to really set aside this amount of money per month, pay back this interest across the board. It's not easy to say that you'll be done in 5-10 years.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you say this because often, right, we look at college and higher ed as a way to get to the next level in our lives, to afford a house, to be able to have a child, to be able to have a car and a decent life and a vacation. But really, it doesn't always work out that way.
Right.
You know? And this bill prioritizes these kinds of loans for certain people like first generation and low income students. Why is this so important?
Yeah, I think traditionally we think of education as something that anyone ideally could be able to access. But if you look at the actual numbers, it's really difficult to afford it unless you are getting scholarships or you have it covered in some other way. And a lot of times low income students, people of color, first generation students, it becomes really difficult to get into school and it becomes difficult to then pay that back. And so this program, even though it's not exactly clear how these will be prioritized, these communities in some way will be prioritized so that they can access loans at low interest and through the state, because the idea is this is a state program as at least an alternative to the federal loans that people can access.
One of the other reasons I think that maybe this legislation is so important is because defaulting on your student loans can ruin your credit.
Right, right. There are just so many things that can go wrong when you do end up taking out student loans. And it could be like, okay, I can't buy a house, but right, credit scores significantly tank depending on like how you're doing on repayment.
This bill passed the legislature mostly along party lines. What was the argument against it?
So I spoke to a couple of Republicans, and there was one, Representative Rood, who did end up saying yes, and he was for the bill. But again, as you said, like far and few, it really was a party line vote. When I spoke to at least Representative Chambers, who voted against the bill, she mentioned that there were just other ways that the money that Washington State has could go toward all Washingtonians, not just students, but Washingtonians across the board. I know that a lot of Republicans, at least in what I saw, were thrown off and wanted to see some of the state's budget surplus go towards other measures like tax cuts or whatever that may be. But they wanted to see that money get used in another way. And they did not necessarily want to see student loans get prioritized, especially at least Chambers mentioned at a time when the state has already made investments into higher education.
Mm. Would this program solve the bigger issue here of people being burdened by student loan debt for their whole lives?
It's hard to say that this is something that is going to necessarily erase the issue of student loan debt for a lot of people, because interest rates are a huge factor in making it, like I can just speak from personal experience, it's very difficult to pay back student loans when that number doesn't seem to move, the needle doesn't seem to move. It seems like you're kind of just at the same figure for a set number of years. But even if interest loans weren't a factor, I couldn't say that that issue would be gone completely. I think that it's pretty clear that we, in general, when it comes to higher education, are seeing just huge numbers in tuition. Like it's so difficult to really overstate. Like if you go to a public institution in state, you're still going to be paying tens of thousands of dollars every year. And that's not even like if you're an out-of-state student, if you are going to a private institution. So I think it's one step. I think it's hard to definitively say that this will make it easier in the long run to afford college because the tuition rates are just so incredibly high.
What's next for this bill? What still needs to be figured out here?
It seems like a lot still needs to be figured out. One of the biggest things is just that interest rate. I mean, what that even is going to look like. But one of the other things is just the distribution between undergraduate and graduate students, because Representative Sullivan said he didn't even really think about graduate students. And so now he's heard from a lot of people who have said, if you're in grad school, you cannot easily access financial aid unless it's a loan. So there's still a lot up in the air. And the only thing that we know for sure is that there is this program that is going to offer low interest rates. But there are still a lot of factors that need to be figured out.
Yeah, yeah. How soon might low interest loans be available to students? Are we talking months, years?
in the 2024 to 2025 academic year. So it'll be a couple of years before we see these loans really go into effect, if they're able to nail down all the details.
All right, aspirational plans from the Washington State Legislature. Maliha Sayed, communities reporter at Crosscut, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Claire McGrain produced today's show. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.